Prasha for Seder Re'eh, Tavshin Samach Dalet. The mitzvah I've chosen in this week's Sedra is the mitzvah of Abei Ta'abdun, to destroy idolatry and all of its accoutrements, and the sister mitzvah, Lo Sasun Kein Hashem Elokeichem, don't do the same thing to God. Now the Smach, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, account seven mitzvahs regarding the destruction of idolatry. The first one is to destroy idolatry itself, to destroy it physically, and also to deal with it in a derisive manner, to nickname it derisive names and so on. To break their matzevos, they used to set up stones to serve these idols upon. Not a mizbeach, not an altar, but a matzeva. A matzeva is a single stone on which they served the idolatry. It was a hallmark of idolatry. The next mitzvah is to uproot their trees that they make for idolatry. And to fourth mitzvah is to burn those trees. And to destroy their bamos, their altars, and lenatech mizbechosam, and also to tear apart their altars and to destroy any vessels that were used in service of the idolatry. In Eretz Yisrael, we have to pursue the destruction of idolatry whenever we have the power to do that. Today, that power doesn't exist, because if we would do that, it would endanger Jewish life world over. And in Chutz La'aretz, we're only required to destroy idolatry when we come upon it. We don't have to go out actively and look for it. Not only idolatry itself, but anything offered to idolatry becomes prohibited and also has to be destroyed. However, that includes only the following. Something that was used to beautify the idolatry, like lighting candles for it or putting nice clothing on it or whatever. That is prohibited, or if something that was offered to it is similar to something that is offered and sacrificed to God, for instance, food or something like that. However, if it's something that's not offered up in the Beis HaMikdash, for instance, like hair, okay, then if the manner of serving that idolatry is with that object, and it's offered to the idol in a way that mimics either slaughtering or sprinkling blood, then it becomes osur. So if offering hair, human hair, to an idol is the way that it's normally served, and the hair is cut and thrown in front of it, and that would be considered like sprinkling the blood, where it is thrown and it's something that disperses, that's called zrika hamishtaberes, then it would be prohibited. This is the big shaila today with Indian hair for wigs, if it becomes prohibited or not. The question is it in fact being offered to the idol, or is it just something that the idol worshiper does out of respect for the idol, whatever, but it's not that they're offering up the hair to the idol? This is a big question, exactly what is being done over there, and there are those that hold that the hair therefore is not prohibited, does not have to be destroyed, can be used, and others hold that it's prohibited and has to be destroyed, and this is something that's still being discussed, exactly what the intention of the idol worshippers in India is. Now the Torah says, Lo Sasun Kein Hashem Elokeichem, don't do that to God, meaning don't destroy holy things. Don't destroy rocks that went into building the altar or building the Beis HaMikdash. It also includes not erasing God's name. Seven names that are not allowed to be erased for any purpose. And any of the letters that follow God's name as part of the word. The names are Yudke Vavke, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Kael, Eloka, Elokim, Shakai, Tzvokos, and some include also the name Eheya Asher Eheya. And here, to erase it even for a purpose, even for a need, to fix a Sefer Torah, God's name still can't be erased for any purpose. Kisvei HaKodesh, Chumash Tanakh, which is not God's name, and other Divrei Kedusha are, some say, also prohibited from the Torah, and some say only rabbinically prohibited. And destroying anything of holiness in a way of destruction or mutilation is prohibited. And therefore, Tashmishei Kedusha, like the Ritzuos of Tefillin, the mantle, the cover of a Sefer Torah, which serve a something of Kedusha, like a Sefer Torah, like the Parshios of Tefillin, like the Batim of Tefillin, according to many. They are intrinsic Kedusha, things that are attached, protect, come in contact, for the sake of this Divrei Kedusha. Like we said, like the cover of a Sefer Torah is called Tashmishei Kedusha. They also are not allowed to be destroyed or dealt with in an insulting manner. Tashmish to Tashmish is no Kedusha. Something that serves Kedusha. Something that we put to decorate the mantle of a Sefer Torah, but not the Sefer Torah directly. It doesn't come in contact with the Sefer Torah. That would be not have no holiness and it could be disposed of. Tashmishei Mitzvah, or Heftzei Mitzvah. Heftzei Mitzvah, a lulav, an esrog, a shofar, have no intrinsic holiness. They should not be treated in a contemptuous way, to walk over them or whatever, but they don't have to not be destroyed. And Tashmishei Mitzvah has the same halacha. As long as they are being used for the mitzvah, however, they can't be used for any other purpose. Once the mitzvah is finished, they're no longer being used for the mitzvah, then they can be disposed of, but in an honorable way. And here also, it's okay to erase words in the Torah if it means to be able to fix a sacred Torah or any other purpose where there is a positive purpose and it's not done in wanton, destructive manner. Everything except the seven names of God and things that are intrinsically things that are intrinsically Kodesh, that can't be destroyed or whatever, but if it's for a positive purpose, can be corrected. Some of the ideas, hashkafa-wise, of destroying Avodah Zarah, the Rama says that the Avodah Zarah itself puts a power, a spirit of defilement in the places where they are, and therefore that has to be destroyed. And especially in Eretz Yisrael, one has to take away all these impure inspirations, and by destroying it in Eretz Yisrael, it destroys the power of evil in the upper worlds also. Eretz Yisrael has a counterpart, a spiritual Eretz Yisrael, and destroying the defilement of Avodah Zarah in the physical Eretz Yisrael destroys it also in the spiritual realms. And also, the more the idolatry exists in this world, the more the powers of evil are able to be strengthened from those powers of Avodah Zarah in the world. Also, by destroying it, you take away the damage that it can cause. Like any damage, you want to remove damaging things, spiritually damaging things, are also important to remove. And also, it's compared to, if you want to build a castle for a king, so first you clean up the place from all the garbage. You don't let the king build his castle on garbage. So too, we have to get all the spiritual garbage out so God can establish his kingdom here in this world. There's also an idea to deal with Avodah Zarah in a contemptuous way and to make fun of it. And that's why the rabbis say, "Kol lechenus asurik, chutz milechenus Avodah Zarah." All joking is prohibited except to joke about Avodah Zarah. The idea is that one should get a mindset, a frame of mind, that shows that the Avodah Zarah is contemptuous, it's meaningless, it's a joke, and not to give it credence by dealing with it in a dignified way, and therefore showing that it's something that is dignified, but to show that it really has no real existence, it's worthless, it's meaningless, it's just a big joke. That which you're not allowed to do the same thing to God, the Chinuch says, this enroots fear of God and respect for God since we have to deal with things that represent godliness in a very proper and dignified way. And the second idea also, the opposite. The more that we show that things that are godly are the real reality of the world, the serious things in the world, they are the things that matter in the world and therefore should be treated with respect and dignity because they're dignified things, they are things of substance, the more we get that idea and inculcate within ourselves an understanding of what is real, what is meaningful, and what is important in the world. And also, by maintaining things of Kedusha, we bring more holiness and greater influence of good into the world.